Hello, my name is Tony. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you have a moment to please help me out?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. All right, and let me start off by asking, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay, thank you. Let me continue. And what is the year of your birth, if you don't mind me asking, for statistical purposes? Just the year. 1990. Okay, thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, no, not Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin. And what is your race?
Black.
Okay, thank you. Let me continue. Now, in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Here's the first one. The future of the country. Do you feel positive or negative about that?
Go back to that. Positive or negative?
Yes, if you had to choose between positive or negative, which one?
Negative.
Once again, the negative. Okay, thank you. The future of the country. The next one, your own future. How do you feel about that? Positive or negative?
My own future, positive.
Positive. All right. The future of the planet. Positive or negative?
The future of this planet, Earth, negative.
Yes. Negative. Okay. Thank you. Let me continue. Now, how much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all, and 10 means young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community. You can choose any number from 0 to 10.
7.
Okay, thank you. And thanks so much for helping us out. We're already at 25%. I'll do it as quickly as possible, okay? Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? I'm going to read a list. Let me know which are the top 3. If you need me to go over it again, I'll kindly do so. First one, national security or education or crime or student loans or mental health, abortion access, gun violence, immigration, climate change, racism and discrimination, healthcare, economy and cost of living. Which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today out of the ones I mentioned? I know it's quite a list. I can go.
Oh, no, you good. Number 1 is the racism.
Okay.
Number 2, I want to say, give me that first 3 or first 4 you said.
Yes, national security, education, crime.
Yes, education.
Okay, then I got crime, student loans, mental health. Mental health. Those are the top 3. Thank you so much. Now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? I'm going to read a list. Let me know which 3 stand out. Economic security and financial independence, or relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, or having or caring for children. Your education, work-life balance, or contributing to positive changes in your community, hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining physical health, improving or maintaining mental health, advancing in your career, or caring for senior family members. I know that's quite a lot. Which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most?
What was that first one again?
Economic security and financial independence. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And which other ones that are?
What was the one with the children?
Having or caring for children.
Yes.
Okay, and then I have.
Physical and mental, right?
Yes, improving or maintaining physical health, and then we have improving or maintaining mental health.
mental health.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on here. Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. your hobbies or interests or your personality, being American or your profession, your sexual orientation, being a member of your racial ethnic group, being young, your spiritual religious beliefs, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, or being a woman. Which of those traits are the most important? You may choose up to three.
Not the last one, but the one before that, being the mother, right, a caregiver, a woman. I mean, not the woman, but...
Okay, yeah, your role in relationships, like being a mother or caregiver. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay.
Correct. What was that third one?
Third one was being American.
No, what and was the second one?
I have... The first one is your hobbies or interests, then your personality. Mm-hmm. Being American, your profession, your sexual orientation, being a member of your racial... Yeah. Which one?
Sexual orientation.
Okay,
sexual orientation.
Thank you. And did you want me to choose one more after that? You could choose up to three.
We can go down that list again.
Yes. You have your hobbies or interests. Okay. After your sexual orientation is being a member of your racial or ethnic group, being young, or your spiritual / religious beliefs.
One more time on that second one.
Yes, your hobbies or interests is the first one, then your personality, then it's being American.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Let's continue. Now, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following: dread, happiness, disappointment or sadness, pride, anger / frustration, hope, or exhaustion.
What was that question again?
When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You can choose two of the following. Yes, you can choose up to two.
Give me
that
list again.
Dread, happiness, disappointment / sadness, pride, anger.
Yes, disappointment and sadness.
Okay, and would you like to choose another one or just that one? You can choose up to two.
Yeah. Go down. Yeah, go
yes,
down.
Pride, anger / frustration, hope, exhaustion, dread, or happiness.
That fourth one.
The fourth one. That's going to be pride. Okay, thank you. Let's continue. Now, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? I'm going to read three. Let me know. Statement A. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Or statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Or statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one of those?
The last one.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment here. Now, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. The first one is systemic racism. Or second, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Or power-hungry politicians. Okay, and then you can choose up to three. I'll go down the list. Corporate money has too much influence, or the two-party system, or politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, or too many old white, that one, okay. And did you want to choose another one? I can choose up to three. All right, the last two are too many old white men in power, and the last one, division and, okay. And the last one was division and gridlock between political parties. So go with too many old white men in power?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Let's continue. We're already at 40%. Thank you for your time. I'll speed it up. How much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you, ma'am? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? I'm going to read them, and you let me know how much you trust them. The first one, your city government. Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. The next one, community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions. A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. The next one, the Supreme Court. How much do you trust them to make change on the issues that matter to you? A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you, ma'am. The next one, your state government. A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. The next one, Congress. A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A little.
A little. Okay. And what about President Biden? How much you trust him to make change on the issues that matter to you? A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
That's the president. He'll be fighting. I
would say
a little.
A little. Thank you. The next one is ballot initiatives proposed, which are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How do you feel that on, about that one? A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Let's continue, and thank you so much for your time, okay? Let me speed it up. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, ma'am, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Let me read the first one. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade.
Hmm.
How motivating is this to you? Very motivating?
Not
somewhat
motivating at all.
Motivating. Okay. No. The next one. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions. Not at all motivated? Or somewhat.
Not motivated, no. No, not at all.
Not at all. Okay, thank you. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. How does this motivate you? Very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, the next one. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. How does that one? Very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all?
So wait, they're trying to say that, you know, anybody can go to a school besides the color of their race?
Let me read it. I believe that's it. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions.
Okay. That, I'm motivated.
Somewhat or very motivating?
Very.
Very. Okay. Thank you. Let's continue. How likely are you to participate in the following? And we're already at 70%, okay? Voting and elections. Are you very likely to participate in that? Somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely? Somewhat likely. Signing a petition. Are you very likely to participate in that? Somewhat, not very, or not at all likely?
Very likely.
Very likely. Yeah. Sharing your opinions with friends and family and personal or on social media. How likely are you to participate in that? Very likely, somewhat, not very likely, or not at all?
Very likely.
Okay, thank you. The next one. Volunteering for an advocacy organization. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very, or not at all?
Very.
Okay, thank you. Boycotting a company. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all?
Not very likely.
Thank you. The next one, contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives. How likely are you to participate in that? Very, somewhat, not very, or not at all likely?
Not at all.
Not at all. And attending a protest. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all for you?
Very, very likely.
Very likely. Okay, thank you. Let's move on. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections? You may choose up to three. I'll read them. The first one, you didn't think your vote would be counted properly, or inconveniences like long lines, distant polling or ballot drop-off location, or voting doesn't change things that matter to you, or you didn't know how or when to vote or register, or your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time, or there was an intimidating presence at your polling place, or the candidates didn't represent your values, or you did not have time to vote, or you didn't know enough about the candidates, or none of the above because you always vote, or none of the above because you faced other obstacles. Okay, you always vote. Thank you. Let's continue. We are at 85%, almost done. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States. For example, like by voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The first one, we've seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Would this make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a little more.
Engage a little more? Okay, thank you. The next one, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or to $0 for minimum wage earners and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. How much does this engage you? A lot more, a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
Thank you. And now the last statement here. The Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invest in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our community stronger and safer. How much does this engage you? A lot more, a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
Thank you, ma'am. We're almost finished here. Let's wrap it up. Now, what are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose two. I'm going to read a list. News or informational articles online, or Instagram, or Twitter, local TV news stations, international news outlets, TikTok, national TV news stations, YouTube, podcasts, or Facebook. You can choose
national
two.
National TV, the news, whatever you say about the news.
Okay, national TV news station.
That's the only one.
That's the only one? Okay, we'll go with
that's
that
one. That's the only one.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two. Hobbies, tips, or hacks, news, current events, or business, finance, science, technology, government, politics, music, shows, movies, or humor, memes, or health, beauty, self-care, sports. Which topics do you seek out the most? You can choose two.
Health and beauty.
Okay, health and beauty. And would you like to choose another one?
Finance.
Okay, business finance. Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have my bachelor's.
Bachelors, thank you. And do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Straight.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with a partner.
Okay. Unmarried, living with a partner, right? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time?
Yes, full-time.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or not?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And last year, we're at 97%. We're almost done. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About 40.
About 40?
46,000.
Okay, 46,000. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time. I greatly appreciate it. This does conclude our survey. Your participation helps us a lot for this research study. It's been a pleasure, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a great night. Take care. Yeah. Okay, that was long. Saw that, ladies? It was good? Did I pass? All right, all right, so let's do this. All right, so now we're going to come here. Survey complete. Okay, I copy that right there. I go to the chat. Let me see here. So I'm going to go to the chat. Oh, my God, everybody's writing me. See how much I care about you girls? Everybody's writing me, and I'm here helping you. All right, let's go. I got to go put this chat. All right, come. Okay, and then I go here, okay? And then